Hey, this is Don the Idea Guy, and welcome to a new episode of the Big Yellow Sticky Podcast, your exclusive commentary track for all the content I produce and publish daily at BigYellowSticky.com. Today is episode 317, and the title is Lacquer's Lament. The sticky note reads, "Show gratitude for the things you have, and more things will come your way. If you lament what you lack, there will never be enough things to sate your desire." Here's the story behind the sticky. Instead of expressing gratitude for the things they have, many people express their dismay for the things they don't. First, this isn't a very efficient way to categorize things. The list of things you don't possess will always far exceed the list of things you do. Second, what a horribly sad way to view the world. Through a lens of negativity, focusing on items missing from your life rather than from a perspective of prosperity. There will always be things you want which you don't have. Always. But you have so many things, material and spiritual, physical and metaphysical, that others in the world may be dying to have, sometimes literally. Odds are that you have a safe place to sleep at night. You also likely have reliable electricity and running water in your residence. You probably have heat in your home. You've got transportation to a job where you are gainfully employed and earn wages sufficient enough to live on. These are just the basic items that should be first among the things you give thanks for every single day. It's not hard to come up with a list of things you're grateful for. What may be a little more difficult is remembering to meditate on this list before becoming obsessed with your wish list. Thanks for listening to this episode of the Big Yellow Sticky Podcast. If you'd like to receive a free alert every time new content is posted, just go to BigYellowSticky.com and click on the Get Sticky link. Once you confirm your email address, you'll begin receiving a daily message that includes a copy of that day's motivational post-it note, the one that's drawn by hand and drawn by me, Don the Idea Guy, using Sharpie markers on a 3x3 yellow post-it note. Your email will also include a link to the exclusive commentary track, where I get to dive in a little deeper on some of the ideas and concepts I'm scribbling on those stickies. That 3x3 yellow piece of paper doesn't give me a whole lot of space to expand on a concept, and these episodes allow me to give you the story behind the sticky, like the one you heard in today's episode. I'll be back again tomorrow with a new sticky and a new story, and I hope you'll stick around to hear it.